Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to iDrive Urban Rich Radio with the one and the only Nikki Rich.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, let's go, let's go.
Today we have a special guest, and to all my listeners and all my people that are online, we are so excited about our special guest. We're so thankful that you're listening, and our guest call-in number, this is for all our stylists and all our barbers, master barbers and master stylists, is 1-323-580-5749, and our backup number is 1-877-497-3968. And again, our guest calling number is 5749. And I am your host of I Drive Urban Rich Radio, Miss Nikki Rich. And today we have a special guest
from Chicago. And we have JB. How you doing, JB?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be back with you. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited. All of our listeners, all of our callers, everybody wanted you back. We had a part one where we got to know a little bit more about you. And we didn't get to get through everything, but we wanted to find out a little bit more. I see we have some callers on the line, and we're so happy with that. And, I just want to go over a little brief overview about you. Tell us a little bit about you. I know we talked to you on part one, but you can tell us a little bit more detail about you.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm just grateful to God that I've been able to be blessed to really take my barbering skills and talents to different level, from level to level to level, from starting out as a student, then going to be a competition barber, then going on to work on sets, TV, film, theater, private celebrity work, and even instructor and platform, master platform, and all those good things. So, you know, I have a family. I'm in Chicago. I'm always in Atlanta. I'm always in L.A. But I'm grateful to be in a lane where I can take what I do, where I started at, and take it from level to level to level. And I'm here to inspire someone and just share and let them know that, hey, don't take it for granted what you're doing in the salon or shop. It goes to different levels. So I'm grateful. So, you know, I'm ready to take calls. I'm ready to take questions and just share whatever I can with the people, because I don't count it, you know, I don't take this time for granted.
And I see we have some callers on the line, and I see a caller from an 864-247 number.
Wow.
864. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, you on the air?
Yes, this is Dana.
Hey, how you doing, Dana?
I'm doing excellent, excellent. Was on the call last time you were on, but didn't get to ask you a question. But I wanted to really, really, really be able to get in time, so I'm glad she picked me as the first person. But what I wanted to ask you,
I am too.
You have owned your own barbershop. How many
yes.
chairs do you, you know, say is a good number to start out with? Four or six or eight, or is that too much to start out when you just start barbering a beauty shop?
When I first started out, my first shop, I've had two, and I've done it for over 10 years owning. My first shop had 1, 2, 3, 7 stations in it, and 1, 2, 3. And both of my places were 7 and 8, like that. So it allowed me to have hairstylists and barbers, you know, at the same time. So to answer your question, all I say is the more chairs that you have, the more opportunity the owner has to teach and build up and to train. It's not just putting a hairstylist or a barber in there and just say cut hair. No, the responsibility of the owner is for them to make money and them to build them up so that they can own it sometime. So the numbers are good, but you have to be ready and be up for the task, because it's not easy.
Thank you so much.
I hope I helped you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it depends on the character of the person. Some people try to do 10 and 12 and 14, but just know that to whom much is given, much is required of them. So you need to give each chair attention, and you need to nurture that chair and nurture that person, and give them rules and regulations to follow. So it doesn't really matter as long as you have rules, regulations, and policies in place.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
She said thank you.
Okay. I see we have a caller calling in from a 24088 number. Hello? You're on the air with Miss Mitch and JB.
Hey, how you doing? Mr. Justice, co-host of the whole Underground. How you doing today?
What's good? How you doing, brother?
How's it going, JB? Just had a few questions for you, man. What celebrities do you prefer to do? Who's the easiest to cut?
The one that's not on both cell phones and the laptop and holding a conversation at the same time.
So you've cut hair with them, you know, busy on cell phones, trying to work.
All the time.
Wow. How do you cut on the plane? I mean, how do they get in contact with you?
I mean, like this. They get my numbers. You know, I have numbers and stuff like that. They know how to reach my publicist, and they know how to reach me, and I know their management, and I know their assistants. They know how to reach me. They get me, and,
okay.
You know, they tell me where they want me to come, and I'm there, and what time to be there.
Oh, man, so suppose it's like on the whim, if they like, yo, I need a cut for tonight, I'm appearing on the red carpet, do you fly out? Do they fly you out? Do you pay your own air fee?
Yeah.
Oh, they fly you out if you're cutting in?
No. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Wow. What's the weirdest circumstance you've had with a celebrity as far as getting a haircut? What's the weirdest circumstance? Like, was this, the one last-minute haircut that you had to do and they, like, you know, I did you, like, now?
It's always like now because everybody is always in a rush. So everybody is always like now, but when you get to your location, it's not really like now because they're not there. You waiting on them.
On their time.
So what basically happens is you want to get there early and just do what the management staff needs you to do. Be there and be ready when whomever is coming in.
Okay, and when you fly out, I guess, you know, I'm a man, you know, I go to the barber shop. Do you have, what is your luggage like? Typical barber?
My luggage, no, I dress a lot, and I'm always going to events. So I take a lot of clothes with me always. It depends on how many days I'm gone. My luggage is always overweight, though, when I travel.
Okay, and if you don't mind me asking, what celebrity hair do you cut the most?
Here lately, it's just been a lot of projects,
okay.
Like TV shows, film, theater, a lot of plays. So it varies.
Okay.
It varies.
Okay.
So
you're flexible.
With names, I don't usually do a whole lot of name dropping.
Okay.
If people, right. You know, that's not what we're here for. We're here to inspire. But, you know, we have done some work with Judge Mathis. We have done work with a lot of athletes. We have done work with, movies, big-time movies, you know, Transformer movie. Transformer 3 will be out in July, so I am going to give a plug for that. You know, you go see Transformer 3. I did the haircuts on set for that. So, you know, that's cool. I don't usually get off into the names because I'm more grateful about the work. I'm more grateful about the opportunity and the work. And that's why I'm here to inspire barbers and hairstylists. And because once you get behind the scene and you're talking to them, it's just like me and you talking. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want to esteem someone even though you respect them and bless them and that you're blessed, but you just want to be able to talk on an even playing field and just have a normal conversation.
Exactly, I've heard. So then once you cut their hair a few times, like you said, they're all pretty much down to earth?
Yep. Sometimes you don't even talk to them.
Okay, you just go in and do your thing and
there you go.
That's it. Okay,
sometimes
it's just
not always talking. It ain't always talking. Right. It's always professional. And it's always business first.
Okay.
I don't go in talking. I speak and then I just do what I came to do. Because really that's what they brought you in for.
Right. Okay, well thanks for taking my call and continue to do your thing, JB. Thanks for taking my call, Nikki Rich.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the love and keep us in prayer.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Mr. Justice.
Oh, you're welcome anytime, Nikki Rich, and continue to do your thing, man. You're a positive sister. I'm going to keep you uplifted in prayer, and, I'm going to support you in any way I can.
Well, I really
That's amazing.
I need it.
That is
All right,
amazing.
You have a good one.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, and we also have another caller from a 706, a 55 number.
Wow.
706.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
How you good? How you doing?
I'm good. I had a question about how can you be able to control little kids? They be all that crying and have lights in their hair. Like, how y'all go about that, cutting their hair?
With the controller meaning the ones that are crying. The children that are crying. First of all, you want to state because they have if the mom or the parent is training the small child on getting their hair cut. First of all, the relationship definitely has to be with the child. So you definitely want to get that child and groom that child to working with you and you working with that child. So you're going to have to do some petting and talking and, hey, man, holding on, allow him to hold on to the duster or put the clippers in his hand and let him feel them. And the parent is going to have to bring the child regularly so the child can get to know you. I always tell them, put the child down and let them walk around the barbershop. Let them come and look. Let them come and say, hey. And when you see him, hey, man, hey, how you doing? And you petting him and you talking to him. And one thing about a barber with a child, if he is crying and he's not putting up a lot of fuss and kicking and moving and all of that, don't you stop cutting. Always keep cutting. Always, never stop cutting. And then as soon as before he knows it, the cut and the style is done. And, you take your time and be patient. And and when barbers come and work with me, I always give them the babies because it teaches them temperance and patience. So it's not an easy process. And there were times when I would cut 15 to 20 kids on a Saturday when I first started cutting hair. So you can imagine, how I was able, when a child, the first thing I do now is talk to him. Hey, how you feel, baby? You all right? Come here. Or either I'll pick him up, come get him out the mom's arm and walk him around or speak 2 seconds or something if it's not. Just get him. You need to have that mono and mono relationship. And that's what I tell the parents as well. So, you get that mom, she may cut him one time and sit in that chair with him. But your goal is for him to sit in your chair by himself. So you're going to have to ease her out so he can ease in and you and him have the client relationship because he will be your client, baby on up to college and graduating. So you got to be patient.
And they have lights in their hair.
What you talking about, bugs?
Yeah.
Okay, with the lice, stuff like that, you can't do that. Like, you can't cut them. They need to get the doctors. They need to get clearance from a doctor. Sanitation is important. I don't, with ringworms and things like that, I don't cut hair. You have to do a consultation. You have to look at the scalp. Mm-hmm. If something is very questionable and you're the professional, you've been trained in barber school already. So that's why I tell guys, if you haven't been to barber school and you don't have license, you aren't a barber. You're a cutter. And you will let that type stuff slide, and then you'll infect your family, and you'll affect children and your dad and other people you cut. So when you see a spot and it has a little red spot, a little red to it, and it has little dots around there, that may be a ringworm in its first stages, and you can't do that. That child would have to go to the doctor and get clearance, and they would have to take medicine internally for you to cut that child the next time.
What about also sometimes you got those guys that get their hair cut and they have the little different parts around the back of their head at the bottom?
Like keloid bumps or ingrown.
Yeah.
That basically, like, it's non-contagious. Some of that stuff is non-contagious. Some people have put in a, some people are sensitive back there where they get a, some people get a haircut a lot. Some people get razor ball fades, which meant that you put a razor on someone that's sensitive at the back of their neck and got it real close and the hair hasn't come out of there. The hair is laying inside of the bump. With your hair bumps, and you can do an ultrasound and look at that and see what, and it can be dealt with. All they have to do is go to a dermatologist.
But would you, if you saw that, would you cut somebody's hair?
I have, but I would also know that if it was contagious or not. It's okay. It's nothing wrong with that, you know, but you have to treat it so it can go down. It just doesn't look good if it's just ingrown hairs. It's just ingrown hairs. That doesn't mean that it's an infectious disease or something.
Mhm.
So
I see that a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys that get close ball fades, and the guy may keep taking the clippers over in that area, and the hair just is having trouble getting out. It's super close, and the hair is curling up inside of the bump. You may have to take tweezers and pull the hair out, then treat the, then apply something over the bumps, and the bumps go away. You just have to do that.
And I also wanted. And I also wanted to piggyback on the guest called in about the lights. I know sometimes some of the parents come in to our school, and they will bring their child as if they washed their hair before, and have brought their kids in our school with lights. And,
wow.
You know, we had to send them home, and we also had to just sterilize everything at the, you know, the two stations were side by side.
Immediately.
Yes.
Immediately. It has to happen immediately. So sanitation is always first. And to answer his question, you're going to have to be very patient. You're going to have to be very personable with the child to make the child at ease and trust you. It may be difficult with the clippers, the buzzing in his ear, the blades may be, they may be sensitive and jumpy, but it's up to you to get that child comfortable with you so that he can get his hair cut every 2 weeks with you.
And also those kids are always crying. That is very hard to deal with.
Oh, it is. It teaches you something, though. It taught me patience. So there's not a situation where I don't know how to deal with a child. Later on in your career, you'll look back and you'll be ready. It doesn't matter if a small child. I could read children. If a child comes in super talkative and all aggressive and ready to get his hair cut, 7 times out of 10, he's going to be a problem child. He's psyching himself up, but he really don't like to get haircuts. Then you have some that are very quiet and mild-mannered that won't even move and won't even budge and be the best in the world. Then you have some that will just do it all. So it just depends on the touch. They get them used to you and never stop cutting while they're acting up or whatever they're doing. Don't stop cutting hair.
Okay. Well, I would like to thank all our listeners and all the callers for calling in, speaking with Mr. JB. And Mr. JB, we just are so happy that you are back with us today. And I would like for you now to take out the time to go and give us your information in case somebody wants to contact you.
Well, I definitely, as far as my social media, I really network there a lot with a lot of hair and makeup professionals and barbers. So if there are barbers out there and hairstylists, I have a great network out there at twitter.com/JAY2B, at J to the B, at JAY2BEE. And I'd like you to follow me, and I will follow back. Feel free to answer questions, ask questions. And like I said, I'm open, and I've been involved in every scenario that can be as far as barbering and grooming and things like that. So and I'm wide open. And then I do have a Facebook fan page, Celebrity Barber Consultant, JAYBEE, facebook.com/CelebrityBarberConsultant. JAYBEE, Celebrity Barber Consultant JB, and that's my Facebook fan page. So I'd like to see you guys there, ask questions, and you know, I share what city I'm in. I may be in your city. Stop by my page, show love. Stop by Twitter, show love, and I'll show you love back.
And also on our blog spot, we have Mr. JB's information, his professional highlight on www.ijiveurbanrichradio.blogspot.com. And we also have a new website up, and it's www.wix.com/ijiveurbanrichradio/NikkiRich. And that's our official website. And Mr. JB does have, we have his, both of his information on both pages. So we are
saying, anybody that wants to get to me, they can.
Today, and we would love to have you back to discuss the project that you're working on, anything currently that you will be working on, and anything in the future. So just anytime you feel free, that you, even if you want to discuss anything, feel free. You can come back on the show anytime. We would love that.
I would love that. I would love that. I would really like that. And have the viewers come out.
I'm getting texts from different people saying, you know, they are enjoying the show, and that you feel, seem real down to earth and humble. And it, I mean, that's good stuff.
Very positive. I'm really grateful about it, and I'm appreciative, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity. So, like I said, they could reach out or however. I'll talk back to them, ask questions, whatever. But definitely go and see Transformers 3. It'll be out July 1st, if I'm not mistaken. With Shia LaBeouf, Tyree. Yeah, I think that's the weekend that it'll be coming out. And I was only one of three African Americans in hair and makeup on this big $350 million budget film. And this is by Steven Spielberg and Michael Bay. And God is good. And I was really blessed by that film and working on that. So everybody go see Transformer 3s, see my haircuts on all the Army men and all the scientists and just everything. We had a lot. It was a big, we had a lot of work. We had a lot of production, and God really blessed me through that.
And, I mean, I know that was just an experience itself to be one of the people to even, you know, do the other. Do all the celebrities' hair and all of the actors and actresses' hair. I mean, I heard it was an awesome experience.
Yeah, it really is. So, you know, like I said, all we do is sometimes we don't get a chance to, we don't just, behind the scenes we may be like, wow, that was big. But we just consider it work because we don't want to fly too high. You know, we don't, we, we want to continue to shine from behind the scenes, and our work shines out front. So, you know, I may be talking to you in my home, and we'd be amped about who I worked with, but when we're working, we're just working, and they'll say, hey, call me. Hey, call me Reese. Hey, call me Jamie. Hey, call me Wesley, or call me Wes, or hey, call me Judd. You know, they'll tell you their first name. You know, I worked with Kid Rock before. You know, all I'm going to just say, hey, woo-woo-woo, you know, you ain't got to call me Mr. You know, I call a lot of people Mr. when I work with them, or Sir, just to stay professional. So I don't cross the line and let them be treated like the celeb that they are, and I work hard to be. So it's a good process. It's something good, and it's one of the highest levels that a hair barber, hairstylist, makeup artist, wardrobe stylist, clothing stylist, nail tech, manicurist can work on. It's TV, film, theater, and private celebrity work. That's one of the highest stages and blessings that you could ever attain, and it will find you. You don't have to find it. It will chase you down. So that's my tip to other hairstylists that desire and hair barbers that desire to be, quote, celebrity barbers or celebrity hairstylists. It will chase you down. You just be the title. You be it, and the title will come and get you. So, you know, I'm not self-made or anything like that. People in the industry know me as such. And I just put in a lot of work. And I worked hard before, and I continue to build. I don't just stop. I don't stop. I talk to hair companies. I was on a meeting with a hair company, a hair fiber company in Canada right before the show, and they want me to be with them in Vegas and in Italy, and they want me to go and be with them. So everyone wants me to be with them. So I'm grateful to be a part of everything.
And you, I mean, you are a very positive person, and, I mean, that's what I like as well, because, you know, I always try to surround myself around positive people as well, even in every aspect, I just try to surround myself around positive
people.
I don't blame
you. We have to, sweetie. We definitely have to. You have to have someone to look to, or you have to have someone to add to your life. I'm a believer of that. The people I'm hanging with, they have to add to my life. I have to have people around me that can add to my life. And so that's what's going on with me. It's very important. So, hey, if you got another caller, we can take one.
I really want to give a big shout out to Honey Management.
Honey Management.
Yes, definitely. And,
at Honey Management
really
on Twitter. And I was just saying, at Honey Management. At Honey Management is amazing. They are beautiful. They quality work, and they network on high levels. And I really like her. They're good people.
Yes, so everyone, please follow at Honey Management.
At Honey Management. Follow at Honey Management. Those are good people.
On Twitter.
On Twitter, definitely. And this is this is really good. The hairstylist, it's a big game. It's a big game. But I'm always looking to work with people. But I can't connect with people that don't value what we do. You know, you have to, there is a value that I place on this. So I'm not just going to get the any normal guy that, you know, that's not going to the barbershop. He don't have go to the shop. So how do you have think you're going to go with me? I need to see you working at a high level, so that I can bring you on projects or I can train you on other levels. I get a lot of barbers that say, hey, man, I want to woo, 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 woo. Well, it really costs. I paid the price for the anointing that's on my life. The anointing cost. It's a price for it. It's a price. Sleepless nights. Look, being at work 17 hours, 18 hours. I mean, like I was on set for that film, 18 hours one day. I was on set for a music video with R. Kelly, 18 hours. A few times. I did some videos with him. 4 days. 4 days.
Yeah.
Minimum.
That's a long time.
Minimum 14 hours. I was on set video shoot with Usher, Beanie Siegel, just name some people, and it's been long days. I've worked with Wesley Snipes before. We did 14 hours with him on some stuff. David E. Tower. It costs to be the boss. Some guys want to get that quick money in the barbershop, but can you get that big money sitting around on set? Are you professional enough to mingle? Can you be a professional to work with these people that want you to be around them because they don't have to request you? They got millions. So
that is so true.
It's a good thing. And
yes,
you doing
is.
Your thing with the hair thing.
Yes, I'm trying.
You are. Are you encouraged? Are you encouraged?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My phone is going out.
Okay.
I think this
Your phone is going out? You there? Well, I think we lost him. Well, we would like to thank Mr. JB for sitting down talking with us, and we wish him all the best and success. And all the listeners, Mr. Justice, we would also love to give a special shout-out to J-Dub 706. He just got a call in yesterday, and he was one of our guests, J-Dub out of Waynesville, Georgia. He will be on 106 and Park. We're so excited about that. And he's just been working hard, and he had his video, and he's been working on it for weeks now, and he was showing little clips, and he finally finished it over the weekend, and he got that call yesterday. And that he will be on 106 and Park June the 23rd. So we're excited about that. And I would also give a special shout out to my school, Empire. They will be headed to Pennsylvania, to Hershey, Pennsylvania, for a competition to all those students who is representing our school in the hair competition with all the other students of the Empires all over the United States. And I would also like to thank everybody for tuning in each and every day to iJive Urban Rich Radio. Next, we will be going back to our regular schedule, and that will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6:30 p.m. will be our regular schedule. So we're going back to that on next week. So tune in next week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Friday. And I am your host, Ms. Nikki Rich. And we have segments, hair segments, two Sundays out of the month with Hair Killer and Ms. Star, Hair Talk with Star. So tune in for those. And that's on Sunday and Monday at 6:30 as well. And you are listening to iJive Urban Rich Radio. Anytime to listen is 1-323-580-5749. And we will leave you with PATZ of Diamond Sound.
Yo, yo, let's go, let's go. Step, step, and bounce. 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 She likes the way I move. She likes the way.
Thank you.